The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather to learn more about Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray all of you are well, inshallah, and that your health is well. It's nice to see all of you. And we begin by sending our congratulatory messages to our 12th and living Imam Al-Hujjah Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif and to each and every one of you as we gather on this evening to celebrate the birth anniversary of our 8th Imam Ali ibn Musa Ar-Ridha Alayhim Afdalu Salatu Wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. We start with some general information about the life of our Imam. Our Imam, alayhi salam, was born on the 11th of Dhul Qa'dah, on the dates like this, in the year 148 after Hijrah. And his imamat began at the age of 35 years old, in the year 183 after Hijrah, when his father, our 7th Imam, alayhi salam, was poisoned by Harun. His imamat coincided with the caliphate of three different Abbasid caliphs, Harun, Amin, and Ma'mun. And it is Ma'mun who in the year 200 after Hijrah, so this is about 17 years into the imamat of our 8th imam, he was forced to migrate from Medina to Khurasan. And this was when he find the final time that he saw his son, the 9th imam, alayhi salam, which we've talked about previously. And in the year 201 after Hijrah, the Imam alayhi salam reaches Khurasan. And we know the politics that took place in Khurasan, appointing him as the Waliul Ahad and the different challenges that came from there. And then it was only lasted for 2 years. And in the year 203 after Hijrah, our Imam alayhi salam was poisoned by Ma'amun. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we each get an opportunity to go for the ziyarat of our imam to Mashhad insha'Allah, and that we receive his shafa'at in the hereafter. There are many lessons that we can learn from the life of the imam, but the one I'm going to focus on today is just the position of imamat itself. The divinely appointed leaders that we alhamdulillah are known as the Twelvers, the Shia Ithna Ashari, Twelver Shias, who believe in the lineage of imams divinely appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after our beloved Prophet. The position of imamat, or the maqam of an imam and the belief in imamat, is a cornerstone in our theological belief. Yeah? It is what makes, according to our understanding, a Muslim into a mu'min, and how they then traverse that iman and how they apply that iman into their daily lives is what gives them darajat and rank from that position. But our belief in the position of imamat is founded or based on the principle that this is a divinely appointed position, and it is based on divine wisdom. In other words, it is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-hikmatul ilahiya, that necessitates that there has to be a divinely appointed leader in place to handle the affairs of people, right? And there are many different ways of explaining this divine wisdom. One could be, for example, from the perspective of there has to be an insanul kamil who serves as the intermediary between us who are trying to become a perfect human being and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another way of understanding divine wisdom for the position of imamat is that there has to be someone who is there as the filter between the grace of God and what we as human beings need. All of these things are proven through divine wisdom. One of the other ways of proving or necessitating the position of an imam comes from the perspective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for a purpose, right? Our purpose in life is to attain our own form of perfection. And for us to attain our own perfection, which will then translate into success in the hereafter, right? That's the whole purpose of this perfection. The aim of that is that when it translates to the hereafter, we will reach a maqam close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to attain that maqam, we have to attain our own form of perfection in this world. Now, how do we know how to become perfect human beings? For us to know how to become perfect human beings, or to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for us guides, right? He has to. Otherwise, the whole idea of him saying, look, become a perfect human being, but figure it out, that doesn't jive with the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so from the justice of God, which is an established concept, we come to realize that he has to provide us divine guides, right? These divine guides come in two forms, right? It comes from the form of the Quran, and it comes from the form of the Anbiya and the Aimma after the Anbiya. That means there has to be, right, in every generation, a human being who has been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the divine guide, so that no generation can ever complain to Allah that you didn't provide us the guidance. Do you understand or no? Right? This is important for us to grasp, right? That where does these concepts come from? Now then, that branches off to a secondary discussion, which one day maybe we'll tackle, of how then do we benefit in the form of ghaiba. But of course, we've talked about that in different forms previously. But here, the maqam of imams is so important, because it is necessary for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide a divine guide who will show us the stations and show us the path towards perfection, and that every generation should have somebody who is appointed in that way. And this is the importance, right? Because it completes the hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, right? So that none of us can ever complain to God that you didn't provide it, right? And the position of imams is so important that the completion and the perfection of the religion of Islam only came about after an imam was appointed. Right? Our 8th Imam al-Ridha alayhi afdalu salatu was salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. He says in a tradition, wa anzala fi hijjatil wida wa hiya akhiru umuri, that when the Prophet, it was revealed to him in the farewell pilgrimage during the end of his life, al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, that today Allah revealed to the Prophet and said that today I have perfected this religion. The Imam alayhi salam says, "Wal amrul imama min tamamid din." Yeah, that it is the appointmentship or the order of imams. Yeah, and the appointment of imams is what completed and perfected the religion of Islam. And so we see the necessity of it in our life. Now, if we establish that it's a necessity, then we have to understand what the functionality of the imam is. And the role of the imam is many, right? The role of the imam, alayhi salam, and these are just some of the roles of the imam leading us to what we are actually trying to get to, is to guide mankind based on divine legislation, right? It's to look after the affairs of the believers, to disprove false claimants when they arise. This is what the 8th Imam did with the Waqifis, right? During the 8th Imam's time, there was a group of people who rose known as the Waqifis, who believed that after the 7th Imam, there was no more Imams. So they were Waqif. They stopped at the 7th Imam, but the Imam proved why there was a continuation of Imams after. But these are all part and parcel of the role of the Imam to guide mankind. This brings us to one of the most important roles that the imams have as their responsibility to guide human beings, where this guidance now extends to the inner guidance of mankind.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حكيم. حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.